neither one of these guys gets me excited and aroused.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, so was it you or was it Evan who said at the start of the show that there'd been 71 moves made in free agency?
Well, including guys that have come back to their team.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I got it right. I got the tracker right up here.
I mean, technically.
Now, Evan's added one with this new one with Pirtle.
But technically wouldn't. Like, do the Warriors get credit for losing Looney? Like, Looney going to the Pelicans was one of the transactions. Had to be. So, theoretically, they've made a transaction. Although they really didn't. They actually didn't do anything.
They just lost a guy.
Yeah. And he was a free agent, so he really wasn't on the roster anyway. But free agency started, and the Golden State Warriors are in a holding pattern. Jonathan Kuminga is kind of determining the direction that the Warriors go. And, you know, the one thing I do want to say about Kuminga and the Warriors is we really don't have any idea other than what we're kind of reading into the tea leaves.
And isn't that frustrating, partner? We were doing this before, having this discussion. Like, when I say I'm radio tired of it, I just want clarity to know what my team's going to look like.
What if Kuminga's basically said, I don't want to come back?
I would understand.
Okay.
But I want to know that fast, quick, and in a hurry.
The Warriors may know that right now. And if they do know that right now, what do they do if there's not a market for him?
But does that stop or prohibit you from adding to your team?
Yes, it does.
That's not a good thing then, because like you said, everything, I went Chipotle at closing hours, there's going to be nothing left.
When the Golden State Warriors did not extend Kuminga last year, they had to know this was a possibility. Like, that's what restricted free agency is kind of all about. Like, you just, yes, you're in control of where Kuminga ends up, but you're not really in control of whether another team is, wants to sign him to an offer sheet. The other thing is, if a team just came out of nowhere and offered Kuminga a deal and the Warriors had a day or two to match, I think it's a day now, actually, that team that's offering him a deal's got to sit tight until the Warriors end up making a decision. But that's the other thing. Let's just say hypothetically there's a team out there that says, Jonathan, we'll give you, let's say they start off 14. They go 14, 16, 18, so that's, we will offer you a three-year, $48 million deal. About 17, 18, 16, 17, 18 a year. Well, the Warriors have to match that then. They have to, because that's not a bad deal.
And would you match it if you're the Warriors?
You have to. You have to. Because
I agree.
But I'm saying you have to, assuming it's not going to be a problem if Kuminga's on the team.
Because that's a whole nother
issue.
Because
if Kuminga doesn't want to be here, and the Warriors know he doesn't want to be here, my question is, do you take the risk of saying, Jonathan, we get it, you don't want to be here, but we cannot give you up for nothing, so we're either going to match some other team's offer, or you're going to have to play on the 7.9, or you can take a three-year, $65 million extension from us, which is about 20 to 23 million a year. Ball's in your court. What do you want to do?
Yeah, and I'm with you. If that were to be the case and those were to be the figures, I want him back. But we keep talking about him walking for nothing. But the real issue is Coach Kerr finally saying, or the powers to be over there, at Warrior Central, Stoney's saying, we got to do something different with this guy. He's our starter.
For what it's worth.
And I understand that can be a stretch. So why wouldn't you just say, we're done?
Because You'd like a player coming back.
I understand.
Let's go to Jesse's in Vallejo. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Thanks. I was just calling because I think it's the point where you keep Kuminga because there's nothing else really out there unless somebody offers him something that you can't match. But I wanted to get you guys' take on, because to me, Kuminga is just a guy who can score. And you had a caller earlier saying, talking about his averages and percentages and things like that. And I mean, he's a scorer, but he's not a great shooter. So it doesn't help you that much as an asset when you have Butler and Curry.
Jess, you got to call back. We were kind of losing you.
Yeah. But he was saying what a lot of people, it feels like the Warriors are in a position, Stani, unfortunately, to not say night-night to Jonathan Kuminga, even if you wanted to.
They don't.
Yeah, the Warriors, he's got a lot. He checks a lot of boxes, and I know there's some Warrior boxes he doesn't check, but damn.
I mean, I have no – it's really hard for me to figure out where the Warriors are and what Kuminga wants, money-wise. I mean, if Kuminga wants $30 million, you can't give him that if you're the Warriors. Or I don't think they're prepared to give him that.
What if I told you I'm starting to really believe he's not even asking for that? Like, he knows that. Now, so, you know what I mean, Stani? Like, I would almost say that to JK's face now. Like, I hope your guy or your representation is not seeking that number. You got to know.
Well, he seeked more last year.
Well, no other team allegedly is offering them 30, right? Because would have been out of the – we would have been known that.
But we knew no team could offer him 30. Mm. But for the Nets, and they don't want him. And you know why they don't – they don't want him? Is because they just took on Michael Porter Jr.'s salary and gave away Cam Johnson – but they were under the cap, so they could take $40 million back. I can't imagine they have money right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, if I'm the Warriors, I don't know what to do either. But the reason I don't know what to do is because I'm not exactly sure where everybody is. You know, I don't know what Kuminga wants, and I don't know what the Warriors want. I know what they've said, but I don't necessarily believe everything they said. I mean, Mike Dunleavy said a week or two ago, we think we're in a great spot with Jonathan Kuminga. Well, you know what? They still might be. They come to terms with Jonathan for three for 80. Okay. Now he's coming back for, you know, 25-ish. Are we okay with that? Sure we are. But now what happens when the season starts? And the Warriors still have Butler and Draymond. That's the other part of this. If it were just a money thing, I think the Warriors might be able to get it done, even if they had to bite the bullet and pay him more than they want to. But now we got the playing time issue.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this about that. While the Warriors were losing without Steph Curry to Minnesota and playing those games without him, Jimmy Butler was at the podium one of the games, Donnie, and said he didn't read or feed into the fact that Kuminga and him couldn't play, but that was without Steph Curry. And that's the one thing that Jonathan, can you play with Steph out there? And the answer to that's been, for the most part, I don't think you would disagree, no.
I mean, Steve Kerr, like, you have to acknowledge what was said at the time. And what was said at the time more than once was that Kuminga, Butler, and either Draymond or Steph can't play together. I think it really was more about Draymond. Because when Steph doesn't play, Kuminga's got to play because they need scoring. But he was talking about Draymond, Butler, and Kuminga because they don't have any spacing, because they don't have any three-point shooters of that threesome. So, again, they have two problems. They got to figure out whether or not they want to pay and keep Kuminga. And then if they keep him, what's his role? And then you got to ask yourself, do you want to keep him just so that you hold on to some of his value so that down the line you can move him for a player that you hope is productive down the line?
No doubt.
So let's go to Vince in Austin. Hey, Vince, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, fellas?
Doing
hey.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. You know, this is a little bit of a quarry for the Warriors. It seems like they're stuck in the pond without a stick. You know, Kuminga, I'm a guy, I followed Kuminga his whole career since he got drafted. His rookie year, funny enough, when James Wiseman and Kuminga were NBA champions. And boy, it's been a rocky road. They brought in Butler, and it was a good decision to bring in Butler. He brings a lot of leadership and nobility to the team. He also raises their free throw attempts, which really I think is the most is a very important role for him. But there's also consequences for bringing Butler in. And Kuminga's not a good enough basketball player, nor does he have a high enough basketball IQ to take on a secondary position. It's not like Steve Kerr can say, okay, Kuminga, we're going to have you play shooting guard tonight to fill out the roster. So it's just an interesting trade. I always thought maybe they were going to bait Kuminga for a trade to bring in Giannis, but, you know, I was looking at Milwaukee's updated starting lineup, and Giannis, come to the Golden side, baby. I mean, Giannis would be in a much better position theoretically, playing with Steph, playing with Draymond, playing with Steve Kerr, playing with Jimmy Buckets, than what he's got going on over at Milwaukee. So, anyways, good talking to you, fellas.
Appreciate the call.
How are you going to hold on to both of those guys if you were to trade for Giannis?
And Giannis is still in the East, which gives him more of a fighting chance. And I wonder if that's an issue, too.
So right now, and it's always been for me, Sonny, the dream would be a Giannis trade. And at that point, I would part with anybody on this team, not named Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So if reports are true that he's upset about what they did with Dame and not excited about the Miles Turner acquisition, that is Giannis. If you're one of those guys like myself or gals, I mean, then you still feel like, okay, until we find out otherwise, him going back to Milwaukee, we can dream.
The issue with Giannis, and you can't get him.
Mm.
You don't have enough to get him. You know, I saw something, Giannis, the Rockets could give the Bucks like some legitimate guys for Giannis. I don't, like, that's the other thing. I'm not sure guys are, you know, clamoring to get to Golden State anymore.
Well, damn sure why be reflected in the first day of free agency.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Stein and Guru with you. Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. Doing good. Yep. Birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks.
There we go.
I intend to call you when it happens.
65.
16th of July. You, 65, yeah, I wish. 79. Anyway.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, looking great,
the whole
Gene.
Deal with, yeah, I'm still, hey, you know what? We're the new 65.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Kuminga. All right. Very interesting. I mean, I was getting, frankly, I'd had enough of Kuminga talk. Up until this last weekend, because now it's getting more fascinating again. You know, I think that for him to stay with the team, first of all, like you said, it was like 70-something transactions already.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them involved him. So I think the young man has to come. This has to be a rude awakening for him, and he has to come to an understanding that he's, you know, he's not ready to start.
Gene, you got a call back. Shoot.
Yeah. He brought up his birthday, Stan. You know what I've been thinking?
Wait, say it again.
He brought up his birthday.
Yeah.
Why don't we sing happy birthday to newborns? If you just chew on that.
It's a fair question.
Why don't we sing happy? You know what I mean?
You know why? Because it's not their birthday.
It, in fact,
your
indeed,
first birthday is at 1 year old.
What's the day then?
The day's when you were born.
Which is?
No cakes.
Oh, I'm with Evan.
No, listen,
no, the day
okay,
is.
So let me get this straight. Mom comes through and gives you a A newborn.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a mother after she's given? She doesn't want a cake. She doesn't want her kid having a cake. She doesn't want a cake.
But can, after it's
That's
washed up, you
not
can
the
sing.
Question.
You can sing happy. It's the point is that it's their birthday.
It's not.
It's the day they were born.
It literally
right,
is.
But your first birthday is when you're 1 year old.
I don't think.
Well, no.
No.
No, I know that. Because, see, you wouldn't have asked the question if the day you were born, if we all acknowledged it was a birthday. See what I'm saying?
No, but you see what I'm saying, and Evan does
see,
too.
And I'm explaining to you why that's not the case. Like, it's a fair question. I'm just,
it's a birthday.
I'm back
that
from
we
back
don't.
East. I have the answers.
No, you don't, Donnie. Yeah. Just ponder on that. That's, we should sing happy birthday.
Go ahead, sing it.
Well, we got to find a newborn first.
The Warriors do.
Gene's back.
Yeah, all right.
Let's go right back to Gene. Hey, Gene.
All right. Let's try again. So, first of all, what you said is very interesting. You know, my first wife was Chinese, so I've learned something about the Chinese tradition, and you're right. They don't celebrate birthdays until the baby is a year old.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Thank you.
And they're an old tradition.
I
okay.
got you.
All right,
yes,
back to Kuminga. So, listen, I'm just hoping the young man is rethinking all this and realizing, once again, he's not ready to start on any other team and to command $25 to $30 million. He just isn't. So if he's willing to take a step back, say, okay, fine, you know what? I'm okay with coming off the bench, maybe making more like $15 to $20 million a year, maybe do a year or two or whatever, see how it goes. And, you know, be that energizer bunny that you know, that's been his main value to us, I think. You know, when things is kind of, we start slogging in mud, we bring Jonathan off the bench, and he tends to give us a spark. So, you know, but otherwise, I mean, I don't know how we're going to make any other kind of a deal at this point. I mean, I'd love to see Wiggins come here. And switch them out.
Man.
But that, once again, would probably require, you know, a Miami willing to pay him $20 to $25 million and give him a chance to start. And they're a playoff team, too, so I'm not sure that's ever going to happen. But, I mean, if it could, man, I'd celebrate that in a moment.
I'm with you, Gene.
Yeah, Guru's with you there, too, Gene. Thanks for the call. You know, there is something... a scenario out there in which the Warriors may already be in the process of doing it. And that's playing hardball with Kuminga. All right. They've, you know, he has the qualifying offer of $7.9 million. All right. That's what he has right now. The Warriors do not have to offer him a contract extension. They do have to. They can say to Kuminga, you have to play for 7-9. Period. End of story. And you know what? Sign the qualifying offer for 7-9. Come back here for another year. Maybe we'll trade you. Maybe we won't. Go ahead and hit unrestricted free agency and see if people have money out there next year. But, or you say, tell you what, Jonathan, we'll give you 3 for $60. Take it or leave it. Like, what's he going to do?
Mm. Like, I always...
When's the drop-dead date for that, though? When
does he have to... How long can this just go on?
It can go on until the opening day next year.
Oh, my goodness. And that benefits nobody.
You wouldn't think. You wouldn't think. I mean, it might get to the point where Kuminga just has to bet on himself and become an unrestricted free agent next year. I don't know. Let's go to that guy. That guy's in the city. What's up, that guy? How you doing?
Hey, what is up, fellas? It's good to hear both of you guys back on the radio doing your thing together. Goo, what's up, my
what's
guy?
What's up, baby?
Steiny in the house.
Yeah.
This is the way it's supposed to be. Hey, a couple things. You touched on it earlier, Steiny. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But the first thing, hey, when Loon comes back with Poole, of all people, right, he's going to come back to the Chase. I'm a season ticket holder, so I want maybe Ritter out there is listening. Can we get, instead of a T-shirt, can we get like those work jacket, you know, those safety jackets, those orange or yellow jackets with the loon's number on the back and put loony, because that cat just went to work every day. Didn't complain, put his head down. He just hit the construction site. He went in there, 22 rebounds. Remember that game?
Yeah.
And saved that game. He's got three titles, and he earned every bit of it. And Looney's such a cool cat that he, leaving the team, he's the type of guy that apologized for leaving, but he has to go. That's how cool the Loon is, man. So props to him. And then the second thing is, and Steiny, I want to get to your point in a minute, but the second thing is, the talk around the gym, I play a little pickup basketball, and people are thinking this is eerily similar to when Harrison Barnes was in the same spot as Kuminga. Now, they didn't really want him back because that big fish was KD out there.
Yep.
So people are thinking that Dunleavy is hashtag goo in the lab going to work, and if he can land the big fish and someone offers Kuminga something, they'll let him walk. If not, plan B is to match that offer and then get, you know, get him traded by the deadline, by the All-Star break next year. So that's what kind of the talk is, similar to that Harrison Barnes deal. And Steiny, you touched on it earlier. And why do you think that is? I've never seen it where in any sport where you got such big names and people aren't jumping on the ship for less money to try and play with these guys. You got Draymond, you got Curry, heck, you got the coach, and you got Jimmy. And why aren't anyone jumping on, like, hey, I'll play with these guys. I'll play. Let's get this ring. Let's go. Why isn't that happening with Golden State? Hey, I appreciate you guys being back on the air. Have a great day. And let's go, Dubs. Let's go, Valkyries.
Yeah, back at you.
Thanks, that guy.
Steiny, I got so desperate yesterday. I mentioned Evan, Kevin Porter Jr. He went back to Milwaukee. But, man.
A real GM will go pick up Dwight Howard.
That was great. That's a all-timer.
I mean,
so what if he's on to something and Giannis is Operation A for the Warriors and they want to see when that door really truly is closed, and maybe it is, then they go to Kuminga with, hey, this is what we have for you.
I find it hard to believe that the Bucks acquired Miles Turner
to lose Giannis.
Yes. Yeah. You know, there are
reports out there, Steiny, that he's not happy with how they did Dame to acquire Turner.
All right.
But that must mean you're really...
And then you need Giannis to say, get me to Golden State. Yeah. And that's where
I think I hear you.
We have a lot of pie in the sky feelings about... You know, I was actually interested in the last thing that guy said, which is...
Others.
What?
But we don't know that.
Do you believe that the Warriors are a... do you think they're a free agent destination? Are the Golden State Warriors a free agent destination?
Well, Durant came. You just asked me a question.
In 2025,
yeah.
Well, are the Warriors a free agent
destination? All right, let's do this.
Destination.
Let's cut the crap.
All right.
And I'm being real, Steiny. Why would they not be to you?
Because they're not a title contender. Or, no, actually, let me be accurate. Maybe some players don't think they're a title contender anymore.
Mm.
But that's what I'm...
Sitting with Jim, even though they're older, and watching how that series went, and they won, stole game one on the road against Minnesota with one quarter of
Steph
Curry.
That's on the mind of every player in the league.
Well,
boy, how
I
the
got
Warriors
you,
got them game...
I don't have that answer for you, man.
Atco Pest Control Super Chat, $5. The Bucks just rescinded Ryan Rollins' qualifying offer. Golden State needs to do the same with JK to cut ties. The NBA is if they rescind that qualifying offer, which they can do, it might. I'd have to look at the numbers, but it might give them access to the non-taxpayer mid-level, which would be $14 million. The problem is, then there's something with the second apron, and if they make a move, they'll be even more constrained.
Oh, man.
I don't believe in blanket statements, even though you said, are the Warriors a free agent destination? I don't think the answer is no or yes. I think it depends on the player. I think it absolutely depends on the player. I think there are definitely a lot of players that do not want to come to Golden State. But I do think there's a handful that probably would, and you kind of have to target those guys and see if you can get one of the, you know, you got to have a guy who wants to come here and that you're high on.
Chris Boucher, would you be out on
him? Sure. No, get, bring him here. You know, but that's, you know, that's what we're,
well, you had him.
Those are the guys we're talking about, unfortunately, I think. And we got, you know, we might've gotten sold that some bigger names were gettable that weren't gettable. That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. You're not a man of God.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
We need Thundercats.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm a little puzzled.
You oughta.
Welcome back. I'm a little puzzled. Thanks, Goo. So, here's what I'm a little puzzled about. So, Goo, if you, and you have expressed this sentiment, if you truly believe that the Warriors had action against the T-Wolves.
I mean it with my man.
Okay, well then.
You're right.
Then chill.
But hold on, I'm being greedy.
Okay.
You can tell.
Yeah, like the Giants.
No, I want Kuminga to have that impact that he had with Steph out, with Steph in.
Why can't we?
No, there's got to be a way.
Well, there isn't. And I'll tell you why is because Jonathan will never be more than a third option if he plays with those guys. He just won't. You have two guys who are infinitely better than him with the ball in their hands. And so I've always thought this is the issue with Kuminga here is, okay, so we know, all right, I'm going to be harsh here, and I don't really want to get into a debate.
Oh, you being harsh? Whoa.
Okay, what I'm saying is what does he do? He scores. That's all he does. He's a scorer. Okay. So if he's your third option, he's your third scoring priority, but he doesn't do anything else.
Like, that's what I want to talk about.
Don't have that luxury. If they think he's one-dimensional.
But Steiny, let's make him multi-dimensional.
You can't. He hasn't. He's not.
And so you're just out on him growing. Even here, if they were to...
Absolutely not. I'm here for his growth. But quit thinking it's going to happen in 3 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, this is the definition of an enigma. I mean, this, what they're dealing with, it is.
Is he an enigma? Or do they actually know or think they know exactly who he is and that's what worries them?
What if I told you I think there's a difference of opinion between Joe Lacob wanting to let go and Kerr and Dunleavy or somebody else within Kirk, that organization? What if I think there's a tussle going on?
Maybe. There very well might be.
But there, somebody should have won and lost that. Like, there should be an agreement of this is the way we're going.
All right, so you think that the Warriors, a better way to go down, okay, forget it. They didn't sign him last year.
All right.
But you think that a better way, what the Warriors should do, and they could still do it, is right now try to get Kuminga to take a three-year, $90 million deal.
Well, I think 30's too much now.
Okay.
Brandon,
three for 75.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
And this will be your baby.
All right.
Once these guys are out of here.
Fair. What if he doesn't want to play here? What if he just doesn't?
Okay.
News for you.
Right. You can't just go, though. We got to get something for you.
But you can't because it's not. It's not like teams are beating down the door for it.
Now, I kind of get your answer because I don't want to say you're not a fan, but that's a bit shocking to me. Or is it too soon to say there's been no line for him yet? Kuminga.
There was never going to be a line for Kuminga this offseason. Only one team had money. And they clearly... maybe they want him, but he's clearly not the Nets' number one priority.
Yeah.
So.
And now they got Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to Chucky in Santa Rosa.
Chuck.
Hey, Chucky, how you doing? Santa Clara, what'd I say? Santa Rosa.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Sonny, welcome back, brother.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And I just want to say, Guru, last week, man, you said, why is there a New Testament? Man, it's the New Testament, man, because the good news came in the New Testament, man, and we no longer have to live under the old law. Now we get to live under the Lord and Savior, brother.
Wow, man.
We have a New Testament.
That made my day.
I'm out.
Okay.
It's what I told you.
You did not say that. All right.
Yeah. And I just want to say, Johnny, I agree with you that nobody's trying to help the Warriors, man. The Warriors have been beating down people for the past 10 years, so now everybody wants the Warriors to feel what they've been feeling over the past 10 years. But, like, I just had to call because the narrative, you guys know I'm a Kuminga fan, and the narrative such as you and, like, Chasky, not so much Spadoni, you know, but Guru, I'm like you, man. I think... Kuminga got a lot to offer, right, man.
We saw it in the playoffs.
We saw it in the playoffs. And this is a 22-year-old living the dream, man. He's living the dream. He's not tripping on no money. All he want to do is play. And what my deal is this, he never really played, Stoney. I mean, when he first came, he was a part of the championship, but then he didn't get to play because, you know, they had their core players. The following year, we had those two players, Jerome and that other guy, and Kerr was playing them two over him. And then he came back another year, wanted to play everybody instead of implementing Kuminga into the lineup. If this dude just played, let him just put his feet into the fire, you know, and just go with the learning curve. Like he's gonna make mistakes, but you gotta let him play.
Well,
and I don't see nobody coming here. I don't see nobody coming here because, you know, who want to play with a bunch of guys, man, that's going to be low-managed? There's no future in playing with some players that's going to be low-managed.
I wrote down, the other idea is, like, you got to resign Kuminga and let him play. Let him play through his mistakes.
I told Evan yesterday, Steiny.
But that goes against their strategy for the last two or three years.
Yeah. Just to go off of our guy Chucky's call, Stoney, and I'll ask you, I asked Evan yesterday.
All right.
Do you think if Kuminga had not got hurt and missed those 31 games, that Jimmy Butler would be a Warrior?
It's a great question. I don't think so. Because I don't think, you know, when they made the Butler trade, it was right around the deadline.
And they were hemorrhaging.
They were 27 and 28.
Without Kuminga.
Okay, so do you think they'd be 30? They were going to be 32 and 23 with Kuminga had he not gotten hurt?
That might be a little too rich for my blood, but at the same vein, had he balled out or showed us the good Kuminga, which we've seen in flashes, especially a couple years ago when Wiggins was gone, I do believe he could have stop them from making, they would have felt like they didn't have to go do that. And maybe he would be Butler now.
And would you be better or worse?
That's the $1 million question.
You'd be worse, I think. We can't be
so
praising.
They wouldn't have won a round in the playoffs. You just said that was something they couldn't accomplish.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
they took everything they had.
23-8 with Butler. So, just think they're in a rock and a hard place right now, but we kind of knew it. I guess what I'm asking everybody is, are you really surprised with, first of all, and who's Big Smoothie's right? We're only a day and a half into this. And so, and
the guys are coming off the board. It's not like, you know, the grocery store is going to be empty when you finally decide, hey, this is what we need.
But if you look at the guys who came off the board, what you realize is they never had a shot at anybody. For goodness sakes, Jakob Poeltl just signed a $140 million deal. Like,
and I like him, Stoney, but who was clamoring?
104.
Yeah, who was clamoring for him to be in a Warrior uniform?
A lot of people. Everybody wants a center.
But when you throw those numbers out, you're like, okay, yeah, that's not.
Well, how would the Warriors, Miles Turner, free agent, just signed for $100 million over 4 years. How would the Warriors have swung that?
See, I thought that would be, they would have to get creative, but part of the Kuminga sign and trade and free stuff up, or even get off of somebody that you might not have thought you wanted to get off of that would make that, for you to be able to take that salary in. That's what I was dreaming and thinking of.
I don't, but like when people say they could get creative, you can't break the rules. You know, like, right. Okay, the Warriors, God, let's go get Miles Turner. Like, I just don't see how they could have done it.
All right. And
okay,
I'll,
so, because he making 25. I mean, it would have had to be a three. What are you going to do, pay Kuminga 50 so that you can acquire? And, you know, as it relates to Kuminga, if a team doesn't want him, a team doesn't want him. And so you got no shot at a player on a team that doesn't have any interest in getting Kuminga from the Warriors.
Now, what's crazy to me when we just have this discussion, I'm being real. I know guys like you don't really care about Kuminga and how he looked in the playoffs and getting thrown in there in the fire on the fly. But had we not saw that, I could understand people sniffing around and, like, you know, other teams, Donnie's saying, you know, yeah, we're not in it. But I really thought he was doing something for himself, even outside of Golden State, or to come knocking on the door while he's still with Golden State to see what it would cost to get his services. And I guess I'm blown away because the Warriors did something, and I give Mike D and Joe Lacob all the credit in the world for going to pull the lever on getting Jimmy Butler here. But if all of what I'm about to say to you in regard to how the Warriors look on their chessboard, where when it's all said and done, partner, Pods at one time or still is untouchable, but yet you don't know what to do with Kuminga, something's off there to me.
Well, part of it is that, I mean,
I get the system, but I would tinker the system. If that's what this is about, and this is no shade at Pods, he's untouchable, but a guy can do what Kuminga can do. We can't find a way to fit that into what we got going.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that Pods is on a rookie deal. Mm. So Pods, let's say today you said, let's get rid of Pods. Okay, well, you can't trade him solo because you'll never get what you think is value for him. So I don't necessarily think the Warriors are against trading. Like, but here's the thing. Okay, if we put Moody, this is where I think some Warrior fans are beyond delusional. Okay, Moody's making 13.
Okay.
Heald's making 13, and Pods is making, let's say, 5.
That's 31.
So if we aggregate those three guys, we could get, Guru, who wants those guys?
I got it.
There's nobody out there is saying, like, Mike Dunleavy isn't picking up the phone and saying, geez, how many times do I got to tell you Moody's off limits? Like, nobody's calling for Moody. I don't think. And if they are, they're not. Like, what if you were another team, what would you give up for Moses Moody and Pods? I wouldn't give up a starter, probably.
And I understand that.
Well, but yes. And this is, like, they are in the same spot that they were 2 weeks ago. It's just that the reality of what's happening is starting to hit, that they don't have moves to make.
And they're going to run it back.
Yeah.
With Kuminga.
Okay.
Even if it's 7.9, he's on the first thing out of here once the season comes and goes, or he's moved at the deadline. But I think that's the smartest way to go. Because what I thought and other Dub Nation fans thought and Warrior fans thought, and even some of the so-called pundits and talking heads in the know, I just really thought the line was going to be around the corner for Jonathan Kuminga to get him up out of this system. Like Kobe White, Stoney, what's going on with Chicago? And I thought they wanted off Vucevic and Kobe White. Like, I love both of those players.
Okay. You like two players on Chicago's team did they make the playoffs, Chicago?
I want to say,
if you don't know, they weren't a great team.
Yeah. Jesus. But yeah.
Let's jump in here. Let's go to Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee's on Highway 37. Hey, Mr. Lee, how are you?
Tiny, Guru, what's up? My favorite team. Hey, man, so I want to pivot a little bit, but I want to bring it back to Jonathan. And the G League, man, and I call in about the G League every year, man. Ooh. How much disdain I have for the G League. They got off Jalen Green in a heartbeat because sometimes I feel like these G League guys, they can't be coached hard, and they don't want to adapt to what we need. The only two G Leaguers that have impressed me over the past 2 years, the two boys from Oakland, because they're saying, what do y'all need me to do? I'm not trying to come into the league and say I'm a star. What I'm trying to do is come into the league and say, where can I be of service to this team? And both of them boys have gotten minutes. The other young man for Houston is going to be a starter because they know how to defend.
Right.
They know how to get after with the athleticism and not feel like because I'm from the G League and I got drafted number two or number three, I'm going to be the next Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. These guys, man, need to go to college for at least a year and be somewhere where there's expectations and there's talent around you and you're not just going to be the guy. And that's just Jonathan Kuminga. If he had just came out and said, you know what, I'm going to be Amen Thompson. I'm going to play hard and give you whatever you need me to give you, that's what I'm going to give you. And that's the reason why them two Oakland boys are going to probably be starting next year because they've adapted to the game. What do you need me to do? The guys get drafted every year and say, I'm going to come in and play and do whatever the team needs me to do. And yet, as soon as I ask you to do this, nope, I'm a score. I'm elite. I got to do this. I got to do that. And they fail. I'm getting tired of them. And this Jonathan Kuminga thing, man, that's the reason why we in this space, man. Drafting these G League guys, they're not ready to play. They don't want to take hard coaching. And so, therefore, we don't know what to do with them. They got off Jalen Green in a heartbeat to take 38-year-old Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Go Warriors. Good point. It's a fair point, Mr.
Man,
Lee.
Well, they feel like, again, he made some point. I'm starting to think, Snotty, you know, who from that tree of the elite has come in balling? And you probably can run off five names. I can't, but I'm just thinking, you know, is that where that mindset comes? But Jalen Green, I know, is a talent. So is Kuminga. But let's not scoff with the Rockets thinking, hey, we were almost there. We're close. And now we got a guy that in close games, because we play hard and we got defense, now we got a guy that can get us a bucket. And we feel confident in that. As before, it was just, you know, you didn't know where it was coming from. It was by committee. So I get that. But, man.
Let me ask you a question. So, how old's Kuminga?
22.
How old's Amen Thompson?
22.
Yeah. Kuminga's been in the league 4 years. Thompson's been in the league 2 years. Let me just, a couple questions for you. What do you think Amen Thompson shot from the field?
I'll say 47, 48%.
He shot 56% from the floor. That's over 10 points higher than Kuminga.
Wow.
This is offense, by the way.
Wow.
Okay. Why is Amen Thompson a better rebounder by far than Jonathan Kuminga? Why does 6'7 Amen Thompson average 8.2 rebounds in 32 minutes a game, whereas Kuminga averages about 5 rebounds in 32 minutes a game?
That's what disappoints me. Okay. I don't have that answer.
Why can't Jonathan Kuminga be the defender that Amen Thompson is? Why?
Athletically, there's no reason to not be.
Okay, well, let's.
So where are you going? I think it's want to and will.
Okay.
And in those areas.
Now, if you want to blame Steve Kerr and the organization, that's fair. They didn't develop him right. He didn't develop himself right. All I know is we got a guy in Houston who was, when was he picked? He was a top 5-6 pick, yeah. Amen Thompson. In 2 years, has figured out a way to do the things that Kuminga has been asked to do, but apparently he's never done. Like, why can't Kuminga rebound like Amen Thompson?
So would you put that on the Rockets coaching staff?
That on Kuminga.
All right.
I put that on Kuminga.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just bringing that up. Like, wow, man. And you know I'm in fairy tale land. Like, how come Draymond can't just cuss him out or somebody like that after year two or three of like, dude, you don't get it. You're not doing those things.
You really want Draymond doing that?
I don't know if he's tried, but Pods comes in here, doesn't even need Draymond or anybody to tell him to go get boards, and lo and behold, he's out there cracking the starting lineup. Like, I called Kuminga out on the carpet for that. How was, and I'm just using pause for this example.
You acknowledge
how was that guy getting more boards than you?
Well, now you know why he's not playing as much. Like, I know a lot of people were turned off by Steve Kerr saying, they call it the Steve Kerr tour after the year where he, you know, was critical of Jonathan Kuminga. And I think the reason he was is because he's fed up. He's fed up with a certain group of fans that think this guy is better than he is, and he felt like it's gotten to the point where Steve Kerr has to say, guys, I know we can get you 22 by accident, but there's more to the game. And he refuses or just can't or is unable or doesn't want to do the things that Kerr and the organization want. I don't know why. I don't know how to spread the blame on that, but I just know that, you know, I was just asking, why can't Amen Thompson do it? Maybe the simple answer is he's better. Like, Amen Thompson's better. Like, I know that doesn't answer it for a lot of people, but some guys have a nose for the ball. Other guys don't. Some guys can see a play ahead. Some guys can't.
But rebounding takes desire. It takes athleticism. It takes strength. And even if we give Thompson, who right now looks like the better player, there's no reason for Kuminga to be lacking in those areas in regard to the numbers you just cited off, mainly just with defense and rebounding.
That's why he's not playing.
And then you can say, well, they're shooting the ball, the rebound's coming off the rim longer than it ever has, so that's why this or that. But, I mean, normally that helps you pad your stats. Like, I don't get it. But I do know, Steiny, right now with what's currently on this Warrior team, and I'm including Jonathan Kuminga, he is something you don't have a plethora of. And I think we both agree, yes.
He's got one thing, athleticism.
And on a good day in the playoffs, there were four games like, just real quick, Steiny, the Minnesota Timberwolves had no, Naz Reid included, just like, damn, this dude's a not Jordan, this dude's
well,
a
then mode. Where's the market?
Yeah.
See, I believe this. When Steph Curry went out, and the Minnesota Timberwolves knew they were playing with Steph Curry, without Steph Curry, it's like they didn't let him get 30.
Right?
But stop. They didn't even...
But I saw a Minnesota team
was
trying
harmless.
To beat him by 60 points.
It was
and
harmless.
And they thought they were. And they were like, okay, dude's got something. Again, I'm not telling you he's James Worthy at this point.
I can't.
But we can't rob Kuminga of those playoff-level basketball
against
a
no emphasis on him. Like, it didn't matter. Like, Kuminga he was going to score. That's all he was going to do. He did that. And it's not Kuminga's fault, but they got swept after that first game. And, like, Minnesota never, and again, I'm not saying this is on Kuminga, but I'm saying it never got to the point where Minnesota said, we got to shut Kuminga down. You don't. Because they're not good enough. Like, yeah, he can go out and get 25.
Because what he's got right now is raw, and you can't teach, Donnie. And I'm not saying...
How long is he going to be raw?
And there we go. It's been 4 years, right? It's been 4. You just talked about top 2. I don't get it. I really don't, Donnie. And I'm not, again...
I
don't get it, man.
What specifically?
I hear Chris Mullen. I hear guy Hall of Famers.
Do you know how many guys are just athletic in the NBA?
No, come on, Diamond Dozen.
Right.
But
and that's what he is right now.
The tutelage of Steve Kerr, who's been around some of the greats and the coaching staff, Steiny, I'm just like, how is the light not on? What's the commercial? Howard Johnson's. How is the light not on? And maybe that's a Jonathan Kuminga deficiency. But boy,
you better acknowledge
careful.
Every shortcoming he has, and then you wonder why he's not playing more. And the reason he's not playing more is because you've just acknowledged all the deficiencies that he has. Like I feel like sometimes you're answering your own question. I can't answer why he doesn't rebound. I don't know the answer to that.
It bothers me.
Well, I just know that rebounding is something. I feel like rebounding is something you have or you don't have. Guys, I've always heard this from the old timers, Nelly and those guys. Guys who rebound in college tend to rebound in the pros. because that's what they do.
But he didn't,
guys who don't rebound, they don't. It's almost like an innate skill. They either have it or they don't.
So Steiny,
he wants to get out on the break too.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, then
so how do you say night night to him, and not get worse?
Because
how do you? I'm asking
because I don't think he was the biggest reason why they went 23-8 the second half of the season. He was a reason why they were a 500 team. All right. Oh boy. We got full lines. I'm getting to y'all on the other side. I'll get to you all on the other side. With 15 seconds, right into it. Right in. Let's get right into it.
Like Carter, man.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It gets you in and out in about 15 minutes, no appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. And if you're wrapping up the workday like me and getting ready for a little red, white, and blue, the 4th of the July weekend, it's time to flip that metal switch, fire up the grill, grab a cold one. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with new vodka, N-U-E, American-made and award-winning. New is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every drink feel like you've got a pro bartender right in your backyard. Just add the fireworks. With new, you're getting real quality. No fluff, no gimmicks, just great vodka that's easy on the wallet, because freedom shouldn't come with a velvet rope. There you go. You want to level up July 4th? You want to use some new weekend cocktails? Hit their site for some fire drink recipes, cucumber and citrus, total game changers. That's new vodka, N-U-E. It's not just my pick for the 4th. It's the star of the show. So when the fireworks fade and it's time to kick back, make the right call. Grab new vodka, N-U-E, in stores now, or head to newvodka.com to find out where to get it.